We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem, which I'm Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We're in Gittin, Perechas, Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction, several halachos regarding the giving of a get. Number one, the get has to be given what we call Betoras Gerishin. The woman has to know that what he's giving her is in fact a get. He can't say, I'm giving you this Shtar Chov, this loan document. It has to be such you understand that is a get that's being given. Number two, the husband actually has to give the get. It can't be where the woman takes the get herself. Let's say the get is on the ground and she picks up the get herself, or let's say the get is on his shoulder, on his back, and she takes it off from there. That is not an asina. She's not divorced. Number three is the get has to be placed in her rishus. So if it's not in her hand, it can be in her rishus. But as we learned in the previous mission, it has to be a makom hamishtam ledata. Has to be an area that's guarded, and it has to be that she has to be aware of it. So the mission here says like this: Ham amrala kinsi shtar chov zeh. The husband says to his wife, oh, take this shtar chov. Shtar chov, that's a document. That's a document of indebtedness. That's not a get. So that's, even though it's a get, he's saying to her, take this shtar chov. Let's say she finds the get behind the husband. The Gemara explains behind means, let's say it's on his back. But here in this case, the issue is not that she is picking up the get herself. That's another problem. That was the second issue we mentioned in the introduction. But here he's actually moving his back towards her. So that's considered an asina. That's okay. The problem here is, here she doesn't know it's a get. She only realizes is that what she's taking from in this document, this piece of paper, is a get after she reads it. Oh my gosh, this is a get he's giving me. Ain't no get in these two cases where he says shtar chov, kinsi shtar choze. Or even if he turns his body and she picks it up, she only knows it's a get though after she reads it. So then ain't no get, it's not a get. At she yomar la, hey giter. Unless he says to her, this is your get. Which means the chiddush of the mystery here is that after she picks it up, if he says, this is your get, it's okay to do that afterwards. She doesn't have to now take it again from him. Hey, Gitech is sufficient according to the Braisa, according to Rebbe and the Braisa and the Gemara. That would be sufficient, and it doesn't have to be said at the time of the giving of the get. If the get's on the ground or on the husband's body and he doesn't move his body towards her and he says, Tali Gitech, of course that's not a get. Nasan biyadavi hi yishena. The Baal puts the get in her hand. So that's wonderful. The problem is, she's asleep, so the get is not mishtamer, it's not guarded. Neora kora v'harehu gita. When she wakes up, she realizes something in her hand and she reads it and lo and behold, it's a get that the husband gave her. Eino get at sheyom ala he gitech. The way we explained before, it's not a get until the husband says, this indeed is your get. And as we said, even if he said it to her after she woke up, and the get's already in her hand, that's okay, because he said, hey, Gitech, this is your get. Hoiso medes perushas harabim. Uzra kola, husband's, she's standing in rishus harabim. And the same thing would be true for any rishus that doesn't belong to either of them. And what happens? And he throws her the get, karovla, if the get is closer to her, migoreshes, she's divorced. Karolo, closer to him, ain't a migoreshes. And mechzal mechza, if it's half-half, migoreshes, veina migoreshes, she's a suffering migoreshes. So this is subject to machlokas, showing him what exactly is happening in this part of the Mishnah. So take Karov Law. What does that mean? The get lands in a place where the wife can guard it and the husband can't. So let's say there's a nahar, there's a river, there's a stream between him, and there's a mountain or a mound or something between him and the get. So then the halakha is that they are divorced even if it's closer to the husband. Now, we'll say when it comes to a get, the ability to guard anything which is not in a person's property is not considered that you've acquired something. So why is this get okay? Oh, because it happens to be closer to her, or it's in a place where the husband, she can guard it, and the husband cannot. So why is that sufficient? So the answer is, Chachamim more lenient when it comes to a get. in order to protect the woman. We don't want to remain an aguna, that she cannot marry. So we want to make sure we're going to be lenient regarding a get and say that even though she, in other areas of halacha, this is not considered an acquisition simply because the person, let's say someone's selling something. So we say, oh, it's now, all of a sudden, it's closer to the person who's buying it. That's sufficient. That's not the way it works. You have to do a hagba, you have to pick it up. Nonetheless, by get, we're lenient to avoid, because of takana sagunos, to avoid the issue of a woman remaining an aguna. What the mechanism of that is also interesting. One of the explanations is that the chachamim can't really make if a divorce is not valid according to halacha. So then, how can they just make if this is not true? She doesn't really acquire this just because it's there's a stream between him and the husband, and her and the husband, and now it's more accessible to her and it's mishtamer for her. So now she's divorced. Maybe that's legally she hasn't acquired the get, but nonetheless, you know why the chachamim have the right to say this is an effective get? Because they have the ability actually to uproot the marriage. Because when you get married, you say, Aharein Mukadeshli Kedas Moshe of Israel. So the chachamim have the right to say, well, we're uprooting the marriage because we want this get to take effect. Different ways to explain that. So that's one way to understand the Mishnah. Now, according to the halacha, and the Baruch Tanur quotes from the Gemara, the psak halacha is that we would only allow a woman midrabbanan still that to only be divorced if it comes into our hand, because we're afraid people may not know. Is it really closer to him, closer to her? Is it guarded by her? And therefore, we want it to come to our hand. Others claim that for a get to be effective, it has to be close to the woman, close enough she can actually take it herself. She can bend down and take it, even though she, and it's more mishtamer to her because there's a stream between the husband and the get, and there's no way he could get it, but the wife can. But nonetheless, even if, generally speaking, we allow a get to be effective, she can bend down and pick it up. Nonetheless, midrabbanan, once again, we want her to actually hold it into her hand. Other ways to understand the Mishnah is that if the get landed within the dalan amos, that's what it means. What does it say here? It says, in her rishus. You know what rishus means? It means the dalan amos that surround the wife. Then they're actually divorced. The Gemara says, on adaf ayin ches. Why? Because the dalan amos of a person are considered their rishus for acquiring anything. The Gemara Bava Mitzvah Adaf Yud discusses that. So you say, hold on, that only is midrabbanan, that a person is able to acquire something within his dalan amos and rishus harabim. Nonetheless, the Chachamim say that, no, we have the right to consider this a person's rishus hayachid based on hefker, based in hefker. They have the right to, when it comes to monetary matters, to declare things ownerless and to allow things to be acquired. And therefore, based on that authority, this is her rishus, and she can be divorced on a d'oraisa level. There is a further discussion about this because you normally can't acquire things necessarily in a rishus harabim, according to some. You have to be what we call a simta, an alleyway, which is off the side of rishus harabim. It's still public. Rishus doesn't belong to either of them, and you can make acquisitions there. So we would have to be discussing over here that the dalan amos may be only in a simta. And others say, you don't have to say that. Why are we more lenient when it comes to a get? It can be in a real rishus harabim. That's because a woman can be divorced against her will anyway, so therefore she could be divorced in rishus harabim as well. Also, some say that if the person is able to guard this, this case the woman, can guard this get within the dalan amos, so that is considered, that works anywhere, meaning the some who hold, you don't need a simt at all. And it's not about a get specifically. This would be true within dalan amos or rishus harabim, and if you could guard the item, it's considered you acquired it, and therefore that's what happened in the Mishnah. So this is not any different, the laws of get, than any other acquisitions. If you're in rishus harabim and within your dalan amos, and you can guard something, that's considered a real acquisition. It's not a special heter when it comes to get. And the final opinion, that the reason why this is an acceptable way to acquire something within the woman's rishus, within our dalan amos, is that there is what we call a das makana. There's someone else who's transferring, who's conveying this get to the woman when it comes to acquiring something from hefker. So there we'll say, okay, maybe that can't be acquired. Maybe you have to be more strict in a rishus harabim. Maybe that can only be done in a simt. Pinta and the Mindalanamos, maybe that's not as effective. But when it comes to Das Makna, they have a Das Acheris Makna, where there's someone else involved, meaning someone's selling something, or now you're not picking something up from Hefker, but someone's giving or transferring. In this case, it's the husband, so the acquisition is more effective, and therefore that can work even in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, so that is Haiso Medes Rosh Hashanah Uzrak, although we said Karov La, closer to Harmi Goreshes, whatever that means, and Karov Lo, but it's closer to him, Eino Migoreshes, so that would mean, according to one explanation, is that they get land in a place where only the husband has the ability to garden, and she cannot. And that's even if it's closer to the woman. That's the one based on the first explanation. And even if the wife is able to guard it, let's say someone else can help her. Doesn't matter. Since the husband can guard it alone, they're not divorced. And Mugareshes. Of course, according to other interpretations, it's not about whether that's the other person doesn't have the ability to guard it, and one has the ability to guard it alone. But we'll have to say that it must be that they get landed within the husband's Dalanamos, not the wife's, and therefore they're not divorced. And that is true even if it's within her Dalet Amos as well. Had the husband been there first, he establishes that those are his Dalet Amos, so they're not going to be divorced under those circumstances. Let's say the husband and wife are both able to guard the get, or let's say neither of them can guard it alone, but they can do it together. So then that's a suffix, and therefore the woman can't remarry unless he gives her the get again, and if the husband dies without children, so she would need chalitza because of this suffix that we have. Now, according to the other ways we explain the Mishnah, so what does it mean? That migoreshes, mechza al mechza, migoreshes and migoreshes, you could have a case where, let's say, two eidim testify to get landed closer to the har. Another pair of witnesses say it fell close to him, and that would, and therefore, she's a case of suffix. I'll say, isn't there a chazaka that watch? We assume she's still married until you could prove otherwise. Nonetheless, when you have this stira, you have this contradiction in Eidus, the Chachamim were strict and wanted to give her a suffix Megoreshes. Perakhes Mishnah Gimel V'chein Le'an Kiddushin V'chein Le'inyan Achov. So the Mishnah here says, the next Mishnah, that the same halacha applies to marriage. She's standing in Rosh Hashanah and the husband threw kesef, threw a ring to her. Karov Lo, it's closer to her, she's Mekudesh, she's married. Karov Lo, closer to him, she's not Mekudesh. And Mechzal Mechza, she's suffix Mekudesh. Why do we learn this? Why is this true when it comes to Kiddushin? We only discuss as regarding get, and that's because of the famous Hekesh where we compare marriage to divorce. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ki Seisev Yatza'a Mibeiso V'halacha V'hayisa Leish Acher. She leaves his house and then she marries someone else, the Pasuk says. V'yatza'a is divorce. V'hayisa is marriage. So Mekesh Havaya Lutzia, we make a Hekesh, a comparison between these two concepts, marriage and divorce, which are found in the same Mishnah, to teach us, in the same Pasuk rather, to teach us that whatever applies to divorce applies to marriage. So that would mean that as in our Mishnah, if we have this situation of a chatzer, although chatzer is derived, that's a halacha, that a chatzer works, that's a halacha derived from sukkim v'nasan biyada, in when it comes to a get, nonetheless, that applies to kiddushin as well. Another halacha, for example, a get is a sefer krisis, is a document. How do you know you can have kiddushin, you can get married with a document, not only a ring, but a shtar, so not only kesef, but even a shtar, that is also derived from this hekesh between divorce and marriage. The Chenyinan Achov says the Mishnah, and the Mishnah actually expounds upon this regarding a chov, a debt as well. Amar lo bal chovo zrok li chovi. The malve is standing, Rosh Hashanah, and says to the love, the borrower, oh, you owe me money, so throw me the money back. So what did he do? Uzrak olo. So the love threw it back. Now what happened? The money's lost. So whose fault is that? So the Mishnah says, or let's say also, if the money fell, karov l'malve, they fell within his dalanamos, or even outside his dalanamos, but he has the ability to guard it, and the love cannot guard that money, like we explained when it comes to the get. Zacha, then the Mishnah says, zacha halove. So then the love is zacha. What does that mean? He doesn't have to pay, because the money, he returned the money, fell within the shmira, or the dalanamos of the malve. No, but karov l'malve, Lanovit, let's say the Lovit threw the money, but it didn't get close to the Malvit. Fell in a place where only he can guard it. And the Malvit cannot, closer to him. Halovit chayev, the Lovit then is chayev to pay. Yeah, the money got lost, you have to pay back, you have to pay again. Mechzal Mechzal, let's say it fell, the money fell in a place where they both can guard the money potentially, just like when it came to the get, same situation. Shneyam yachloku. So what do we do? So then they split. It doesn't mean you have to split it. The Lovit pays, if Lovit, let's say, owed $100 and he threw the $100 back. And so now when it got lost, so in this Safek case of Mechzal Mechzal, where it's a place where they both could guard it, so he now only has to pay back 50. The Gemara says that we're talking about a case where the Malva said to the Lovet, Zerok li chovi b'toras kitten. It's interesting. The Gemara says the case of the Mishnah is where the Malva said to Lovet, I want you to throw me my debt, the money you owe me, b'toras kitten, following the laws of Gittin. Whatever the laws apply to Gittin should apply to the paying back of my loan. So that's the case. That's why the Mishnah is following all of the rules of get. But let's say he said to him, Stam, Zerok li chovi, I want you to pay me back. Throw it to me. So then, even if it fell close to the Malveh, then the Loveh still has to pay if the money got lost. Because what the Malveh meant when he says Zerok li chovi meant Zerok li v'shamro. I want you to throw it to me, but I want to make sure that it's guarded and protected until I'm able to get it. Had the Malveh, let's say, said Zerok li chovi v'hi pater, I want you throwing my chov, and once you throw it to me, you'll be exempt. Then even if the money fell closer to the Loveh, he's going to be pater if the money is lost, because that's what the Malveh said, throw me the chov, and you'll be exempt. Then the Mishnah says, Hoysa omedes al rosh hagag, a woman standing on her roof, vizarkola, and this husband threw the get all the way up to her roof. Kevan shigi al avir hagag. Once the get has reached the airspace of the gag, within three tfachim, let's say, of the ground, or let's say it's, if it's resting, or because that's halacha, anything within three tfachim of the ground, it's as if it's on the ground. And some say, no, we're talking about, let's say there's a roof, there's a makeh, there's a fence around the roof. So if that's true, then once it falls into the airspace of the fence, harizim igureshes, she is divorced, even though she never picked it up, even though it never fell onto the ground of her roof, and now the get is lost, let's say. Doesn't matter, it's lost, it got erased, it got burnt. Why? Because once the get is a reshush, she's migureshes. Hula milamala vihi milamata. Let's say the husband is above and she's below. The husband's on the roof and she's down in her chatzir. Vizarakola, and he throws the get towards, off his roof, into her chatzir. Kevan sheyatza mirushus hagag. Once the get has left the reshus of the gag, of the roof, then nimchak, and let's say now it enters the reshus of the chatzer, but it gets erased. Let's say there was the water or something in the chatzer, or nisraf. There's a fire in the chatzar, harezu migureshes, she is divorced. Why? Because the get is her reshus, even before it got erased, before it was burnt. Had there been, though, a fire in the chatzar before he threw the get, then it's as if he threw it into the fire. Then she would not be migureshes. So it's not very clear, and the Gemara discusses is, hold on, you said once you leave, it leaves the roof, but now is it within the walls of the chatzar? So why is she automatically divorced? So the Gemara says, we're speaking about a case where the walls of the chatzar of the courtyard actually rise above the walls of the roof, which is in that yard. So once he throws it over the, once it's over the airspace of the, once it's off the roof, it's already in the airspace of the chatzar, and that's why she would be divorced at that point.